Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
That's quite a special effect we have there opening the show. You don't even have to bother to go see Gravity after looking at that. It's just as good. My guest today on Getting Dug with High, you know him from the Comedy Central roasts, from his own program, The Burn on Comedy Central, and from what else, Jeff Ross? How are you?
I'm great, buddy.
Nice to see you.
Congratulations on your new podcast.
Thank you. Congratulations on being the second ever guest.
And probably, never mind.
And the first one, what were you going to say? Probably the first one to not...
pass out.
You can smoke a lot, right?
I can smoke. I can hang. I don't know if I'm like Benson quality
really?
Stoner, but...
You think I'm next level shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, are you turning your phone
if
off?
If you say so. No, I'm turning it on because it's going to... My phone every day at 419 rings so that I know... You know, it's time.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm really dedicated to the ridiculous idea of a specific time of day you have to try to smoke. You know, sometimes you're in an airport.
Can't squeeze
sometimes,
in.
Yeah, sometimes you're in
you
Istanbul.
You have to go out to the car, to the parking lot to smoke.
Yeah.
At the airport.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
What's the riskiest place you've ever smoked?
That's a really good question. I guess I can't think of one. Can you?
Yeah, but I don't think I could say it on here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that risky.
Yeah.
Okay, let me... If I guess it right, will you say I'm right?
Yeah.
Oval Office. No. Oh, it's 419, Jeff. So, how would you like to... what would you like to smoke, first of all? Would you prefer an indica or a sativa? Do you have a preference?
I want an upper.
Sativa. So, let's get rid of the Afghani. And this is it's called DNA's Tangy. I just got it from a place called Oz the other day.
Will this make my eyes look as fucked up as yours?
Now or do my eyes look fucked up right now? Already? I've been telling people, I used to carry eye drops around, and I'm like, why bother? Like, who am I going to hide it from, you know, that I have
Doug has a special
stoner
one.
Eyes.
One eye smokes sativa, the other one smokes indica.
How big do you want to go with this, Jeff? Do you want to work our way up to this beautiful giant bong that was purchased for this show? Or do you want to start with a pipe? Yeah, which of these would you like to smoke out of?
Paper clips, like we're in a dorm room.
We've got to take the first hit in this first minute at 420, so I'm going to go ahead and give you the veiny penis to smoke out of. And, of course, as I always do, without fail,
can we try this later?
We will, but you're going to get the green hit, as we like to call it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
So what happened?
The lady
you hold
always
your
goes
over
first.
There and you put your mouth over here.
Sure. I love that. Pretend you don't know how to do it. That's good for your reputation. You know, roast and burn, like everything you're in has a title that it implies that you smoke.
There goes my political career.
Me, may I?
Thanks.
May I indulge in the veiny penis pipe?
I think people who watch the roast and the burn, they love to smoke, so it works, you know?
Someone wrote in, though, speaking of burns, someone named Resembles Wit wrote in and asked on Twitter, what's the best burn anyone has had on you?
Oh.
Do you remember the best burn?
Somebody called me at this last roast, the Franco roast. I think it was Andy Samberg. I could be wrong. He called me a melting hippo. And I don't get it, but it seems funny.
And his insult style was to be really cutesy with it and not be too mean, right?
I think so.
Wasn't that his gag that he was going for?
Well, you'd have to ask him, but I think...
He's going to be on next week.
And then the other day, on a movie set, Whitney Cummings started making fun of me. She said that I was the pot roaster master general.
That's fun.
Pot roast.
That's a good one.
Which is more of a fat joke than a pot joke.
I just today in the car.
So is this on right now?
Yeah, this is really.
Really?
You're not on so
is
much.
Is the set finished?
But they've got to get rid of all the wood paneling and
I'm
just make
sign
it.
I'm going to sign 8 pages of
space.
Paperwork that I'm allowed to smoke pot with you, but no construction helmet, no nothing to guard my head from falling debris or anything in here.
I think it's pretty safe in here.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just a room that we're smoking in. But let's
which pillar is Norm MacDonald buried under?
Is he really no longer with us?
No, I'm just kidding. He's I think he's okay.
I figured out in the car over here, because we send cars for everybody, including me, to so we can smoke and not have to drive.
Of course.
But I it just dawned on me in the car coming over that your hair was in cornrows on the Dave Franco roast because he had cornrows in Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
The whole roast, I just watched it like, oh, Jeff and his nutty choices. Like, I didn't even put together that you always dress something appropriate for the person you're roasting.
Yeah.
How many times have I seen you do it? And I figured it out.
I liked that it creeped up on you a month later.
It's good to have a laugh just randomly driving down the street.
The roasts they're like Super Bowl games, you know? There's good ones and bad ones, but people talk about them forever.
You think there's been bad ones?
Well, I mean, I like them all, but occasionally people go, this one was better than that one and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. People do love to compare shit.
This pot is not working on me, by the way. I don't feel anything.
Really?
No.
That's interesting.
Let's try again.
Let's try this one. Let's try. And they put ice in the top just for you.
Is Barbara Eden going to come out of this thing?
And as soon as you, I wish. Or at the very least, Christina Aguilera.
This is sweet, baby.
Let's go through your high history.
Wait, hold on.
Really? I got to show you
There's
how to
no
do
carb
it.
On this?
There might be a hole in the back here somewhere, but I don't think so. No, just pull that out once you have all the smoke you want in the chamber. Oh, this is... You can't possibly not get really high with what you're doing right now. That hit's going to score. Right?
Here's the genie.
So when did you start smoking weed?
High school.
Okay.
Dave Gold's backyard. No, Dave Gold's bedroom. He remembers the street, but... And that was why I was thinking about that, because I remember smoking. My friends had all smoked before me a couple times, and I remember taking those first few hits and going, doesn't work, doesn't have an effect.
And happened to Willie Nelson? He smoked when he was young and didn't think it worked for him, and then blew it off for a long time and then got into it. As you know, he's really into it now.
Yeah, I guess I...
Why don't they paint somebody else's name on his tour bus so that doesn't get pulled over?
That's such a good idea.
Yeah, just paint like...
Celine Dion.
Yeah, Linda Ronstadt or whatever. Or I guess maybe she probably smoked weed. But yeah, just somebody that might not smoke weed. Miley Cyrus.
Why do you think it's so important to artists to smoke?
Important?
Well, it seems to be... You hear it in songs all the time. And, you know, people don't really... You don't hear about rock stars doing coke and hard drugs as much as you hear reefer.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's because it's safer, but it still gives you gets you high.
It's good for their creativity, I would imagine.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Well, of course, but you know how it is. We write them when we're high. We write them when we're not high. You write them as they come to you, right?
This shit's not even working for me.
Really?
No.
All right.
Where are the cameras?
Let's take it up a notch. Let's smoke some fucking indica.
I thought that we were... Is there a crew or anything? Are you going to invite some people to watch this?
Yeah, I invite people to watch it. You have to get an invitation. You have to know the password.
When are we going to start?
Right after this. Let's do one more bong hit, then we'll start the show.
All right.
We'll get it going. I can already see the tweets. That guy really can't handle his weed. He's so high and he thinks he isn't.
I'm so high I feel bad for these paper clips.
Yeah, because that's a sad existence. It just exists just for that.
What's the worst thing that could happen in the life of a paper clip?
a pot smoker coming along and going, this is my
this all
pipe cleaner.
All fucking dug out, no pun intended, like a one-hitter, right?
Yeah.
But it comes back with the gunk all over it that gets all over everything. That's the worst thing that could happen in the life of a paperclip. Or else being that fucking annoying documentary from a few years ago. Really?
From what annoying documentary?
There was one called Paperclips.
No, there wasn't.
There was a documentary about the Holocaust called Paperclips. Google it.
Hit it. Hit it while I ask you the next question. Who is the most famous person that you've ever smoked with?
Miley Cyrus.
You really smoked with her?
Yeah.
Because that's coming up here on one of my... Let's get to it. Let's get to the pot topics.
But I've also smoked
pot topics. Pot. Do we have that? Do we have that? I asked him to make a little... When I say pot topics, then it goes, pot topics.
Pot topics.
Maybe it just happened. We can't hear in here if it did. But that makes sense with
the most fun
sense with the stoner
famous
show.
Person was Snoop Dogg.
Most fun.
Well, she was fun too, but I've smoked with a lot of famous people. But for some reason, Snoop Dogg, you would think, is the epitome of smoking pot.
You got to be like the whole time, just not, you can't get out of your head. I'm smoking with Snoop Dogg. It's exciting.
I've smoked with him a few times. The first time was awful.
Why?
Because we were at a party at the Playboy Mansion a long time ago. Big, like, I don't know if it was New Year's Eve or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's Snoop Dogg. Oh, my God. And if I'm just around him, maybe he'll pass me a split. So he's, like, going to the whatever. And he walks by me and he hands me this big spliff. And I take one hit and it's half tobacco.
Right.
So now I'm, like, nauseous in my pajamas or whatever the fuck it was. It was so awful. And I just had to go drink a water and relax.
I hope people remember that you said you were at the Playboy Mansion.
In my pajamas.
Because then the pajamas comes back. It's like, why was he in his pajamas?
But then I've since smoked with him in much more social situations, more fun. And he's amazing. He has the best weed.
Yeah, but that mixing in the tobacco with it, that's... I don't go in for that at all. I don't approve of that. There's a name for it too, right? What's spliff. It called, Tony? Spliff? It's a spliff if it has tobacco in it?
Yeah.
Because people just call them spliffs regardless, don't they now? Isn't it more generic?
A little bit.
Tony Hinchcliffe is in the studio audience today. We got a big studio audience. But you brought up Miley Cyrus, and now it's come up on the monitor. She posted a picture of herself with Justin Bieber Reefer Fever shirt on.
Really?
Yeah, so both those kids are crazy into weed, I guess. Right? She wouldn't out him like that if he didn't want her to, or if he would mind.
I'm more offended that she's got Justin Bieber shirt on than marijuana than smoking marijuana.
Right.
I'm not really offended. I'm really hard to offend.
Okay, that might have been.
I don't think it's working. It's clogged.
That might have been. I think you're right. I think we have faulty equipment. Sorry, everybody. We're not going to get high this episode. But I'm going to spill bong water all down my pants because that's what it's there for.
I feel weird because I have to...
You'll get it.
I'm...
Come on.
I have to operate heavy machinery after this. I didn't read the whole contract.
What do you got? What are you doing? You're going out and doing some farming?
I got a little farm. I work in a warehouse. I have one of those.
Forklift?
Forklifts.
Yeah. So you got to drive that around.
Where'd you get this pop, by the way?
The Tangi is from a place called Oz. Oz. A-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H.
Is this some jashish?
that's what we're going to call it from
I'm
now
on.
I'm
just getting warmed up. Now that you got me high and we wasted 5 minutes, I feel like now I'm...
You think it's only been 5 minutes?
Now it's like...
How long's it been?
I think we're 15 minutes in.
15. So, yeah, this is good stuff. And the indica just slipped you because you were saying it wasn't getting you high. And I was so high, I was believing that it wasn't getting you high. It's called Afghani, and it's an indica. And it's from a place that doesn't advertise. My friend's at a place that doesn't advertise. So,
really?
Yeah, so I'm not going to say their name.
Oh, well, maybe they'll advertise in the future.
No, they never advertise. It's less,
oh,
it's
they
a word-of-mouth dispensary. Yeah, yeah. They don't want to be bothered, which is
so
nice.
So what else, Doug? This is going to be your... You're going to do this every day? You're just going to smoke pot with people?
Oh,
and...
that's a great idea. Let's do this every day.
unfortunately,
it's
day?
Just a weekly show.
Oh,
of course
yeah?
I could smoke every day. How often do you smoke? Do you smoke every day?
Not every day.
Most?
You have to take travel days off and when I'm performing surgery and stuff like that.
Sure. But travel days, you could smoke before you fly and then after you land, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. You're so just not you're not a guy that's just always like, where's the weed at?
No.
You're just...
You have to be in the right mood.
Okay. Or,
you know, if you're going
or
to
on
see,
this show.
If you're going to see a big movie or a comedy show, you might want to smoke.
But you definitely don't smoke before a roast.
I smoke during roast sometimes.
Yeah?
I smoke...
Like after, after you've been to the dais?
As soon as I get off.
Yeah. But not before.
One time I did.
This has not ever been on a roast, what you're doing right now.
One time Snoop had me. One time,
you're always full of energy.
One time Snoop, during a commercial break, took me into a porta potty.
At the roast of him or someone else?
We were roasting Donald Trump.
Snoop was so goddamn funny on that one. He is the best. I'm just going to talk about other guests I would rather have than you. Wouldn't it be great if...
I think you should do this every day.
It's going to be weekly. Or Weedly, for the time being. I used to love writing roast jokes for you. That was always
when you get
a joke in there, it's so much fun to like see your joke being told and told correctly. You know, you would never fuck them up.
Well, you want everyone to leave going, that was so much fun. You don't want them to be upset.
Is that an answer to a question I didn't ask?
You said you don't want to be too mean. Isn't that what you said?
I don't think so. Did I?
I don't think this pot is working. I think my hearing is affected. I think it's affecting my hearing.
It's just discussing this show with the nice
Can
producers.
You turn up some more volume in my monitor?
With the producers, they'd say we can do this on the show and
this
on the show.
This?
And I'm like, we're not going to get to anything on the show because we're going to get high right away. And I also said that these chairs are going to be a problem because it's so much fun to spin around in them.
You have to be able to spin around.
And I want people to get high at home
minutes.
While they watch this. Yeah, 5 minutes till the first break. We have commercial breaks because people need to be able to run away from the computer and smoke weed.
What happens next? Do we get to get stoned? Or?
Well, right now we're going to play a game if you're up for it.
Yeah.
A mental challenge?
Yeah.
All right. Pot quiz hop shot. This is a series of puzzles.
Don't you have like a musical interlude or something?
If we did, it was playing in the other room. We didn't hear it.
What costs more?
We're going to
get
the
Uber
that
you sent for me or the entire budget of the rest of the show?
I wish that the cameras didn't pan up when he stood up and in like, you know, in true stoner fashion and he's out of frame right now. But I'm sure these guys are pros.
Yeah.
Even though they're getting hotboxed. So what was the question?
There's no question. We're just getting stoned, I guess.
Yeah, that's
You're
the idea.
You're getting stoned. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah. When most talk shows you go on, you kind of stand up and walk around a little bit. Try to get your bearings. Before you stood up, you said, can we do warm-up exercises? Like you were ready to do calisthenics or something, or stretch. Yeah, you should stretch, but don't lean against that fake column or fake space. All right, Jeff, here's the first one. And I don't know the answers, except I know the answer to this first one because I saw it.
Has this place been
thing.
Grounded? Like, could we be electrocuted?
For doing what?
No, just the way the wiring is.
Oh, I thought you meant, is this a state where you could get the death penalty for smoking weed?
This place looks like an NSA listening room.
Look at the puzzle, Jeff.
Oh, here's a monitor.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Wires?
That puzzles. Yeah, what does that mean?
Wires.
What phrase or expression or sentence can you get?
Crossing what? Crossed wires?
That's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one I saw when I wasn't supposed to see the answers.
I told you that this pot is not affecting me, right?
All right, well, we'll see who does who does what on this next one, because I don't know this next one in advance.
Do the next one.
And this one is six of one, half dozen of the other.
That's right.
Yay, correct. We'd need like bells or buzzers or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a fun game.
It really is.
All right, start. Do it again.
Okay, now let's start. This person is a terrible typist trying to send an email. They're CCCCCing everyone. The high C's?
Yep.
Correct.
Oh, now I get it.
Gelman, you have to be louder.
Yes.
Why do you call him Gelman?
Because there's a few people here that I have trouble remembering their names. It's just easier to call them all Gelman. Like if I need anything, hey, Gelman, could I...
By the way, if you're watching this at home or on your computer or wherever you are and you're not stoned, you really should just not watch.
Yeah, what is that about?
You're just a weirdo.
Who is watching it and not getting high?
And listen,
some people have to take drug tests.
There's at least one person out there right now who's masturbating to this for some weird reason. I just want to tell you that.
A girl or a boy?
Doesn't matter. They don't even know what they are. It doesn't matter. But
somebody's masturbating.
Whoever you are.
That's probably true of everything you do, though, right?
I'm all for it.
People masturbate with TV on in the background.
I guess.
Computer on their lap, let's say.
I like to put on some John Mayer.
What's this puzzle, Jeff?
On the outside.
And your body is a wonderland.
Ding.
On the outside looking in.
Nice. I didn't even.
These
look
are easy
at it.
If you let me concentrate.
Okay.
All right, next one.
I'll be quiet. Get
unbalanced.
It.
Ding.
Ding means yes?
Yes.
Okay. What's the no sound going to be? Okay.
Evil.
Lesser evil.
Oh, yeah.
Lesser of two evils.
I think these are too easy.
Wait, are you going to make the noise?
Ding, ding.
When I get one right. But now it's a
this
speed
is the same
contest.
Test to find out if we're...
It's a speed contest, Jeff. It's who gets it first, because they're all easy enough to get, eventually. Hit it.
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
I thought there were like seven of them when I saw...
Those are six.
Oh.
Let's do them again. Let's do them again. I'll get it this time.
I think those are two.
I think that was pretty good.
And you guys are well.
Shouldn't you be showing me a 1 minute sign?
No, I was going to tell you to take a break now.
Oh, okay. That's another way to do it. We're going to take a break
now. How do you
now.
Take a break from taking a break? What is this? What are we taking
it's
a break
It's very
from?
Meta, Jeff.
Is this tiring? Are you worn out?
Well, you're certainly not
I know
wide
it's not,
awake.
Hair and makeup's not coming in. I know that for sure.
We'll be right back.
What are you, in the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I'm in it.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey, we're back.
We're back from nothing. We didn't go anywhere.
We're getting dug with high. We were just hanging out here.
If anything,
in this room.
They went away and came back, but we have been right here.
You walked around a little.
You're right.
Yeah, I was sitting right here looking at my notes, realizing that we had a lot of pot topics that we didn't get to or talk about.
We could take our time.
So
right?
We can go back. Yeah, we can go back to that. We can ask you another Twitter question. Do you like Twitter questions?
Anything you want, baby. I'm
okay.
Along for the ride.
What's the best? Oh, no, I already did that one already. Laziest joke wants to know the laziest Joe. So I got it completely wrong the first time. He wants to know, is there anyone Jeff Ross wouldn't roast? Like, who wouldn't, you know, you'd roast Mandela, right?
He'd be a great roast.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So you can't, the answer's not the nicest person.
I could finally put him out of his misery. The guy's been hanging on for
You could laugh, make him laugh to death? Is that what
I could bring him back to his old...
Or make him healthy.
I think so.
Best or at medicine.
At the very
insults
least.
Insults are the best medicine.
At the very least, I believe that. Yeah. I believe it saves lives.
For sure.
I think a well-crafted insult, some hard truth can save someone's life. Courtney Love checked into rehab the day after the Pam Anderson roast.
But she was... That was really fun hanging out with her at the party after. It wasn't. She was a mess.
You gave me that great joke about, what's her face?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Really? No. It wasn't about Courtney. It was about somebody, someone on the dais?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Pam Anderson one?
Yeah.
It was about, that one, that other dude being Pam Manderson. Was that it?
Yeah, there was a...
The guy that was dressed up like her? You called her Pam Manderson?
Yeah.
It was pretty solid.
She was Lady Bunny.
I liked, my favorite that I can remember is when you said that William Shatner has let himself boldly go.
I retract that joke.
We wrote that one. So we were high when we wrote that one. We were having a session and smoking, and I said that, and it got on the show.
Great joke.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
Thank
Everybody's
you.
Got a process. No, thank you. It's so fun to go to those things and hear people say my jokes. Because they never ask me to do it. I don't think they think I'm too nice or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's your
or
parents.
Not funny enough. No, too ugly. We want to save them the grief of hearing ugly jokes all night.
I could have done all the same jokes I said about Pam Anderson about, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're not that interchangeable.
You'd be tough to roast.
But you can,
you're very self-deprecating already.
You always have one or two jokes ready to go that would work. Like in Super High Me, you have that joke about I buy my weed at Costco.
You smoke so much pot, you buy your rolling papers at Costco.
That's it, yeah.
Something like that.
I made it shorter. It didn't help it at all. We had some good pot topics that I wanted to talk to you about.
Who does wardrobe? Che Guevara for the show? Are you part of the
We're lucky to have him. We're lucky to have him for so many reasons.
Are you part of the Palestinian liberation? Are you here some sort of protest?
That's the funniest thing is what you're wearing, and then it's about other people's clothes at the same time. And it works. It's still fun. It's your way of saying I'm kidding.
Where do you get your haircut? Autistic Sam's?
Shouldn't somebody have an awful haircut just for that one?
Exactly. That's why it kills.
Did you write that one at home in the bathroom? I was going to say in the mirror, and I decided the bathroom would be nicer. He didn't necessarily look in the mirror. He might have thought of it while he was taking a dump.
Is that jacket made out of hemp?
Oh, I wish. All of my hemp jackets I've smoked. So they're gone. Robin Thicke told a reporter earlier this year, weed is my crutch, my muse, the lesser of all evil, and that he spent a good $500,000 on pot.
Doug loves movies and hates laundromats. That should be your podcast.
What did I just say while you were thinking of that joke? While you were writing, what was I saying? This has got to be the first talk show you've ever been on where you just sit there and write jokes while the host
is
speaking.
I should be taking notes because somebody might want to remember some of this.
Robin Thicke. It's
Robin Thicke? Is that a guy?
It's
going
to be available for people to listen to just the audio of it, all the long pauses, tomorrow at around noon. And then people can come back here every week at 4:15, watch the live feed, or they can watch a, you know, recording of the
That's
live
awesome.
Feed.
That's going to be great.
I can't wait to get started. Our first episode is next week. So Robin Thicke told a reporter that he's super into weed. Essentially, I don't need to read the whole quote again.
Right.
That makes perfect sense. The guy's been every time you see him on a talk show, he's wearing sunglasses. Like, who's he kidding?
He was dressed like some sort of referee. It was cute.
Oh, the Beetlejuice thing? You watch the MTV
Awards?
He says
he smokes a lot of pot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying. He says he spent a good $500,000 on pot.
Really?
In his lifetime.
Holy mackerel.
How much do you think you've spent?
Not that much. People just give it to me.
I know. It's neat, right?
I'm very lucky in that way.
Hey, you know what I just realized? Our bong is missing.
Sorry about that.
What happened to our... Oh, you... Oh, okay. It was you.
I wanted the whole...
I thought someone came in and... I thought someone stole it. They shoot Cougar Town on this lot, you know.
That joke that makes no sense. Just sounded funny to me before I said it.
Do you get cold? When I'm high, I get cold.
That's not... I don't have that problem.
Why is that?
I don't get it. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, you get high, you know, late in the day, and then it becomes nighttime, and the temperature comes down, and you're, like, cold.
I don't know.
Might be a timing thing.
Daniel says 1 minute.
Thank God.
He's got to make a phone call.
Is it really just 1 minute?
Yeah.
What happened to 5 minutes, or is this segment too short for a 5 minute?
I said, when was the
five? When should we have shown the 5 minute signal?
That's what
we're going to work out this signal stuff. This show is going to be so smooth in a few.
I've seen hostage videos on YouTube with a bigger budget than this.
I like this dynamic. I talk for a while, you think of a funny insult.
Come in with it every time. Sleeper cells. And how about you get a stone?
They're super beardy. It's true.
You get a stone and then you offer us what? Water, coffee.
There's a bunch of snack foods out in the hallway.
I
said not in the room because
Doritos.
I'll eat all that stuff.
I give out better shit on Halloween than you give in your green room.
Jeff, do you know how fat I want to be? Like, how fat my brain wants me to be? I just get high in places where there is no food. And it's not working.
Do people offer you food more
than...
Is
it your turn or my turn? Oh, you know, you could keep talking while I do this.
I'm fascinated. I'm watching a pro, everybody. Can we get a drum roll on this shot right here?
Oh, yeah, we have to go to break. We'll be right back.
In a lot of ways, the leader of Canada is not like the leader of the United States. Justin is 52, Joe is 81, but the two do share some struggles. Trudeau's been in office for a while, he's being challenged by a conservative populist, and he's struggling in the polls, especially with young people. But now, he's got a plan to fix it, all of it.
Among the $52.9 billion in new spending,
proposing a $23 billion program to get nearly 4 million homes built between now and 2031.
He's got a budget that speaks directly to millennials and Gen Z, or Gen Z as he calls them, and he's hoping it'll keep populism at bay in Canada too. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is going to join us on Today Explained to tell us all about it. Today Explained, Vox's daily news podcast, Monday through Friday, in your feeds.
Hey, the revolution continues here on VPN with Getty Doug with High and my guest Jeff Ross.
You put the revolting in revolution.
Yeah, I did. And what were we going to do
You're
first?
Oh, like I know. Revolutionary. Is that why you said that?
That's why I said that.
Oh.
I was off the callback to your humor.
Oh, I like
from
that.
Earlier.
That's a great job, buddy.
Yeah.
You're a natural.
I try. But let's look at
put this on the internet.
We've got screenshots from beginning and end of the show, what we look like when the show started and what we look like a couple minutes ago. So let's take a look at those. If we could see them in this room, I hope so.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd get one more hit, Jeff.
One more?
That's yeah, it? Yeah. Well, you could have plenty, lots more, but one more is all we'll have time for to do it during the show. We're not going to get it?
We have them. They're just not up yet.
Oh, okay. So we'll get it eventually. But in the meantime, go ahead and... Oh, that's a weird picture of me. Okay, so that's... When's that? Is that before or after? I don't even know which one it's supposed to be.
You only see one. Hold on.
What the hell? I shouldn't. My ideas are.
I'll be at the Wilbur Theater.
Yeah, let's talk about that. October 18th, Wilbur Theater. That's a beautiful place.
I can't wait. I've never been there, but went to college in Boston, so I'm excited. Now there is that looks like a crazy person.
That's before or after?
That's before and after.
I don't know which one it's supposed to be.
That's before. Those are before.
Okay, those are before. So you picked a weird shot of me to represent before.
Okay.
And but they're supposed to be side by side. We're not supposed to have to remember.
I just want to say I am so honored to be part of college radio again.
just a little heads up, like Doug. This, you know, maybe we should practice this before the show, in some way, instead of you got it, Doug. That'll be easy to do.
Everybody at home can see it. Apparently, we can't do it.
They can see it at home.
Yeah.
Oh, they're laughing their asses off. Jeff, you and I are probably the only people in this room that don't get to see those pictures. But you know what's going to happen now?
That's okay. We know what we look like.
Now's the time of the show where we're going to make you watch a magic trick.
Oh, I love magic.
Are you ready? Here he comes. My friend Gabe.
It's not going to hurt, is it?
Has volunteered to come in every week and make you watch a magic trick.
Gabe?
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
Pick a card, any card.
Oh, my goodness.
Really,
there you go.
You're really tricking this. This trick probably won't work now. You were so
show it to the internet.
Sneaky with how you picked a card.
Yeah, how do I know?
Show
you're
this.
Not...
Show this camera over here. Yeah, make sure that he's not looking at any kind of reflection off of a monitor.
Got it.
Okay, right. I think they got it, Jeff. We got show's wrapping up soon.
Place it back here.
We have a hard out.
Yes, it must be over at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock
Mark,
Eastern
is that your
time.
Name?
Gabe.
You're the Mark.
Thank you for being available at 4 in the afternoon to
of
do
course,
this.
Of course, I try.
Don't take him off his predetermined pattern.
Wasn't there a magician meeting you had to be at or anything?
That was yesterday.
Jeff is going to be... He got yesterday. That's quick. There's a show... At the Kirby Center that you're doing in Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, October 25th.
Holy shit.
October 25th, you'll be there.
How'd you do that?
Very well.
I never even saw the card now that I think of it, so I'm trusting you guys.
He nailed it.
That was impressive. Thanks, Gabe.
Are we good?
Gabe?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Gabe is his name. Thanks,
thank man. You very much.
Appreciate
man.
It.
You get free tickets to Doug's next show.
He comes to every... that's how I know him. He sees every live show I do in Los Angeles. That's how we met.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a Make-A-Wish kid that won't die.
He's a Fake-A-Wish kid. He's a magician.
But he's a great magician, and thanks for doing that, Gabe. And you are going to be at a synagogue in Washington, D.C.?
Me?
Yeah.
It's a theater. I think it's called the Synagogue.
Oh, the Sixth and I Synagogue, October 27th. And the Tempe
in
Improv.
Washington, D.C.
Tempe Improv, yeah. In Tempe Improv in Tempe, Arizona, at November 8th through the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be in both of those places. I'm going to be in Tempe in December 1st.
It's a fun comedy town.
Yeah, I love it there. And I'll be in the D.C. adjacent area. It's called Ashburn, Virginia this Sunday.
Wouldn't it be cool if somebody came to all 9 of those shows we just mentioned for one?
They're also going to have to come out to California for my show at the Ontario Improv on October 16th.
You're really busy, buddy.
Ugh, it's ridiculous.
How do you have time to get stoned?
Well, this show is my way of making time to get stoned, because now it's my responsibility to do this every Wednesday.
But we didn't solve any world problems. We didn't bring relief to any downtrodden citizens. I mean, this is pretty much about us today, right?
Anthony Jeselnik's going to be here next week.
Well, maybe that'll be better.
You know, I think I will count them up at the end. This is going to be a fun game. We'll even have a counter in the corner. We'll see if Anthony insults me and the set more times than Jeff does.
I'm not
we'll
sure.
We'll have a counter. Who's more insulting?
He might not get stoned, though.
Oh.
You're going to have people
what do you mean
here.
Won't get stoned? That's Jeff... That's what the 8 pages of paperwork is about, is that you must get stoned. You want to reload that, or you just... Okay, it's his idea to take an ashy hit. How are we doing on time?
We're wrapping up. How could we possibly be going short or long?
Oh, it's time. It's time to go, Jeff. Thank you so much for being here.
Was I here?
Guest number two. You were here and you did it.
This was so much fun. I wish you luck. I hope a lot of people watch it.
You don't zip up and leave the house just for just anybody.
In my custom Hackett jacket.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, we don't have any logo issues.
I get to keep the mug. Somebody told me I get to keep my mug.
Mm-hmm. You get a nice, safe ride home after, and you know, you can.
What if I don't want to go home?
Take another post show hit if you want.
What if I need some ribs or something?
That's a good point.
What if I want to walk around and do some other podcasts while I'm here?
If you just want to listen to this, check it out on iTunes starting tomorrow.
iTunes,
if you will. For Jeff Ross, this is Doug Benson saying, see you next Wednesday.